Jesus has just left Jerusalem, having escaped stoning. It was not his time to die, so he doesn't allow it to happen. He heads north to John the Baptist's old stomping grounds, where he enjoys a time of fruitful ministry. The crowds are responding to his message in masses, which is opposite of what the religious leaders back in Jerusalem were doing. Despite the fact that Jesus accompanied his teaching with powerful signs and miracles. While there, he receives a message from some very close friends of his, Mary and Martha, telling him that their brother, Lazarus, was very sick. This is our introduction to this family, but you can see as you read in John 11 that John anticipates his readers perhaps having already heard the story of Mary pouring out perfume on Jesus' feet. It's that same Mary and her sister. This is the same Mary and Martha whom, when Jesus visits their house on a prior occasion, Martha is busy with all the serving and cleaning and hosting, while Mary is simply sitting at Jesus' feet, soaking him in. But on this occasion, the message is not cheerful. Lazarus, Jesus' good friend whom he loved, was sick. He was very sick. Now, you must remember that this was the day before text messaging, before phone calls, before telegrams, before the mail system, before newspapers. Jesus didn't just happen to hear that Lazarus was sick. A message was sent directly to him. Now, keep in mind, Jesus is about 2 days of travel away. It's not easy to send a direct message. To send someone to the town where Jesus is, and then to find Jesus in that town to deliver the message to him. For all of that to have taken place, Lazarus must have been extremely sick. And the message was not meant to just convey the news. It was a plea for help. Jesus, Lazarus is sick. We need you here. That was the plan of Martha and Mary. Send for Jesus. He will come and he will know what to do. Don't miss this. Mary and Martha, they were a prominent and well-liked family in the region. We know this because we learn a little bit later in the story that many people come several miles just to sit and mourn with Martha and Mary. Although comforting the bereaved was considered a social and religious responsibility, not everyone in the village would have had many people join them in their grief, but here, many people joined Mary and Martha. We also can see that this family was prominent because Mary has in her possession an expensive bottle of perfume that she will later pour out at Jesus' feet. So this family has the means and the influence to seek out the best medical care for their brother. And perhaps they have, but their plan now is to seek out Jesus. Their agenda includes informing Jesus of Lazarus' situation so that Jesus would respond and come quickly and do something. But when Jesus receives the message, he gives us verse 4. We don't know if he told the messenger to take that message back to Mary and Martha. We don't know if he simply said it to the disciples. What we do know is that his response was supernaturally preserved for John's first audience and for you and me. So listen closely. This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. So let's put all of this together. The illness, the sickness, is not going to ultimately end in death. But whatever does happen, it will end with Jesus making himself known dramatically, gloriously, as the Son of God, and God will be glorified. Now, why is that important? Well, remember the location. He's coming back near Jerusalem, 2 miles away. And many people from Jerusalem have come out to Bethany to be with Mary and Martha to comfort them. And Jesus knows that his Father is going to use this as another opportunity to make it clear to the people in Jerusalem, the ones that have tried to turn him in as a blasphemer, the ones that have picked up stones to execute him, the ones that are on the fence about who Jesus truly is. God is going to use this moment as another opportunity to make it clear to them that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is going to use the backdrop of Lazarus' illness as the canvas on which to paint his glory so others can see it. Sometimes God uses the backdrop of your life to paint the gospel. What God allows to go on in your life and how he chooses to respond to it is not always just about you. That's what we see here in the text and what we will see develop throughout the text. But today, when you pray, please pray for Chris and Alicia Sampson, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Songhai LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali, and Mauritania.